Last week, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh introduced multiple amendments to the City Council for review. Yesterday, Pugh withdrew all but one of those charter amendments. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi is on the line to tell us more. Dominique, why did Mayor Pugh withdraw these amendments?
There are a few reasons for that. Last week, her commission to review the charter released their final recommendations, which was in the form of a 98-page report. A review of the charter, I was told last night by a member of Pugh's office, has not been done in 24 years in Baltimore City, and that kind of review needs time. Karen Stotes, Director of Government Relations for Pugh, said the document is really dense and thick of government jargon and lingo, and it would take the City Council more than 2 weeks to fully understand the changes and possibly revise their recommendations. And right now, the City Council doesn't have that kind of time. There are 2 weeks left within this session until spring break. One is coming Monday, June 25th, and then the final meeting is Monday, July 9th, to wrap up legislation. Finally, in order for these charter amendments to make it on the November general election ballot, the deadline for filing with the Board of Elections is Monday, August 2nd, so there's no time for the City Council to really meet before that to thoroughly review the amendments.
So most of the amendments withdrawn. The Council did pass the one amendment that was left. Tell us about that.
Right, the one amendment the City Council passed was establishing the independent office of the Inspector General. The bill says that it would be the mayor, city solicitor, comptroller, city council president, and Baltimore City State's attorney that would be responsible for appointing the Inspector General. Currently, we have Isabel Mercedes Cummings, who will be serving a 6-year term. There is also a 9-member advisory board to oversee the Inspector General. And finally, the OIG's role would be to investigate any and all city agencies.
So why did this Inspector General amendment pass when the others did not?
A few months back, we saw District 3 Councilman Ryan Dorsey has already introduced his own charter amendment to create the OIG. Then last week, we saw the mayor's version of the amendment. Dorsey and the mayor's office negotiated on the amendment, and this new version is a combination of both bills. So there was a lot of support months before the City Council had to give a vote on the amendment. Also, these other charter amendments came on the heels of budget hearings for the 2019 fiscal year.
So what ends up happening to the possible charter amendments that ended up being withdrawn?
Karen Stokes with the mayor's office said ideally these amendments would be in City Council committee until they could be fully reviewed. But as far as when the voters will actually see them, it may not be until 2020 elections that we will see amendments on the ballot.
Dominique Maria Benessi covers City Hall for WYPR. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathan.